Okay, we're four lines from the top of Mem and Aleph for the very first word. The words are Itmar. So we just discussed that it's usher to bathe one's entire body on Shabbos with hot water, even if the water was pre-made on Erev Shabbos and it was heated up before Shabbos. The Gemara now discusses Machlokas Amoraim with the details between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara now says Itmar Cham and Shuchim Erev Shabbos. Rav Amar LeMacharokas Ben Kol Gufo Ever Ever Ushmuel Amar Lo Itir Lerchotz as El Apanav Yadav Raglav. So if you have hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, so Rav says that on Shabbos itself, someone is allowed to wash his entire body as long as it's done one limb at a time. So he thinks that the Isser of bathing on Shabbos was only with bathing the entire body at one time. Washing one Eiver Eiver, I guess, is enough of a hecker to realize that you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't be heating it up on Shabbos, so that would be enough according to Rab. However, Shmuel is Mashmar Machmer. Shmuel says, Lo Yitzir Elarachot El Apana Vedaralo. No, even if they heated up the water on Erev Shabbos, you're still only allowed to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. So even doing the Eiver Eiver, washing your entire body, however, would be forbidden against the Shita of Rab. The Gemara has a kashya on Rab. Now the Gemara says, Mesi Vei Chamin Shechum Erev Shabbos L'macharot Panev Yadav Raglav Avalo Kogufo. When we see that regarding hot water that was heated before Shabbos, the next day you're only allowed to wash one's face, hands, and feet. That's like Shmuel. To Yufta the Rav, should we say that this is going to be a rejection of Rav? That we have a Kasha and Rav, and therefore we're going to reject the Shita? The Gemara says, no, maybe Amar Lecha Rav, a little bit of a difficult reading, but he's going to say the following, Lo Kol Gufo Bevas Achas, Ela Eiver Eiver, that when we said, you should be not washing your entire body at one time, that was only referring to one limb at a time, and that's what it meant when Yadav Panav Yadav Raglav. But the Gemara asks, though, Panav Yadav Raglav Ketani, but the Braisa literally uses the words, your face, your hands, and your feet. It sounds like that's all you're allowed to wash, and not your whole body one limb at a time, like what Rav wanted to suggest. So the Gemara answers, a little bit docha, Gemara says again, Ke'ein Panav Yadav Raglav, the Braisa meant to say that it's in a manner of like someone would be washing his face, his hands, and his feet, which would be one limb at a time. Again, a very difficult reading. So the Gemara again wants to bring another raya for Shmuel. Tashma, lo itir lerchotz b'chamet shulchan erev Shabbos. The Braisa says that we didn't permit washing on Shabbos with hot water that was heated before Shabbos. El apanav yadav raglav, again, the same lashon, except for one's his face, his hands, and his feet. So again, washing your body all at once is going to be usher, washing your body even one limb at a time is going to be usher if it's your whole body. So Gemara says again, hachanamik ein panav raglav. Rav is going to answer that, no, it meant the same manner as you would washing your hands, your face and your feet, but again, that would only be if you're washing one limb at a time. So the Gemara says, Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel. But we bring a brisa that goes like, Shmuel, Cham and Shulchan Erev Shabbos, L'macharotze Panyada V'raglav. Someone heated up water before Shabbos, on the following day, someone's allowed to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. With him, Aval, Lokul Gulf, Ever, Ve'in Tarach Lomar, Cham and Shulchan Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to wash your entire body, even one limb at a time. This is explicitly like Shmuel, and it goes without saying that, to have hot water that was heated on Yantiv is going to be usher to wash your entire body, like we saw before. So the Gemara says that is a good proof for Shmuel Shita based on that price. Now the Gemara says, Rabba masni la hashmaita the Rav b'haylishna. Rabba taught it a little bit differently. What did Rav say? Chamechich my brashas machar amarav roches ben kogufo umishayer aver achad. So this is even more makel, or maybe not, because this is a little, whatever, just a different version of what Rav says. Rav is saying over here that someone is allowed to bathe his entire body, sounds like even at once, as long as you leave one limb that you did not bathe. Even so this, I guess, again, it's more makel on the fact that you can do it all bevasachas at one time, but it's more machmer in the fact that you have to leave one limb unwashed. Again, does a heker. So then the Gemara then says, again, Esevei Kohana Tiyufta. So according to Rav's version also, they asked all the kashas and Rav, with all the challenges that we quoted before, the first two challenges and the third one of the Raya for Shmuel. And the Gemara here ends off the Tiyufta that those are in the sheet of Rabbah, you have a knockout, that if we don't accept, we can't even stand Rav on anything because according, Rashi points this out, that according to the first way we said, Ke'in Panav Yadav Raglav, that meant that we were able to say that it meant like you would be washing your hands, your face and your feet, but and that meant one limb at a time. But here you can't say that because Rav allows you to wash your entire body at once, as long as you leave one of your limbs unbathed. So that's not happening over here. So you can't explain it. So then according to this version, Rav is totally rejected. So the Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Yosef Labaye. Rav Yosef asked Labaye, Rabba mika aved kishmaita de Rav. Did Rabba follow the view of Rav's hanhagas, what Rav was doing? So why was Rav Yosef asking Abaye this question? because Abaye was an orphan and he grew up by Rabbah. Some say, I think the Aruch says like this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Gittin quotes this, that Abaye was the nephew of Rabbah, so he was, either way, Abaye was for sure an orphan, and Rabbah raised him. Whether or not he was blood related or not is not relevant point, but the point is that he knew a lot of the Nhagas of Rabbah. So Rav Yosef wants to know, did Rabbah follow Rab? Because Rabbah always usually followed Rab. So Abaye responded, Amar Leh Lo Yadana, I don't know. So the Gemara had a question with why Rav Yosef was asking in the first place. What was Rav Yosef's question? Why would Rabbah follow Rav's hanhaga over here, his practice? Rav was been rejected over here. So the Gemara says, Dilma lo shmiyalei, maybe Rabbah didn't hear the refutations that we brought before that rejected Rav, and maybe he followed Rav's opinion. So the Gemara says the opposite then. V'i lo shmiyalei vaday avid. Why damar baye komila damar avid kirav? If Rabbah didn't hear the fact that we rejected Rav, then for sure he would have followed Rabbah. Rabbah learned from everything by Rav, and he always passed like Rav, and Abaye said everything, all of Rabbah's and Haggas, everything that he used to do, he would follow the Shita of Rav, except for the three exceptions. We saw this Gemara before with regards to Halakas Neros. That sugya over there. I think it was Chavez, Chavalf. We saw that sugya. So the Gemara says, Matilim Beged Lebeged. He says that one is allowed to attach tzitzis from an old garment into a new garment, and it's not a bizayon for the first one. That's what we saw earlier. That was the reasoning. It's not embarrassment. It's not considered a bizoy mitzvah. It's not considered a lack of respect for the first mitzvah of the tzitzis taking it off. Madlikim Nerleh. Similarly, we saw that you're allowed to light from one Hanukkah candle to the other Hanukkah candle. That's not a bizoy of the mitzvah. Again, over there is not taking the mitzvah lightly. Valachak Rishim Nagrera, that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the halachas of Davar Sheinu Miskaven, that when it came to when you drag a bench in Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's allowed. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since you might create a fire or create a ditch, mashvigumos, so it's going to be an iser, potential iser. So Rabbi Yehuda is machmer. So here we follow Rabbi Shimon, not like Rav, who is machmer. So the Gemara says, so that, but again, this is not one of the three exceptions. So why wouldn't Rav obviously paskin like? Why wouldn't Rabbah obviously pass like Rav? So the Gemara says, Kichumi de Rav Avid, Kikule de Rav. The reason that he was asking this question is because Abaye only said that Rabbah acted with regards to Rav's chumras, only when he was being machmir on himself, when he was being stringent. Then he would follow Rav. However, Kikule Avid, when Rabbah had a lenient ruling, wasn't necessarily a given rule that Rabbah would be following Shitas Rav. So therefore, Rav Yosef wanted to ask Rabbah whether he followed this kula, because here again is a big kula. He's allowing you to watch your entire body. Except for one limb in this version of Rabbah, so that's a big kula, as opposed to Shmuel's only allowing you to wash your hands, your face, and your feet. So that was what the Gemara was wondering. Okay, now the Gemara goes back. Tana Rabbanan, Merachat Shapakon to cover Merav Shabbos. So now, when we're guarding a bathhouse that was heated, and they had like these vents, and they were closed before the Shabbos. So these type of ancient bathhouses, they used to use under the surface, they used to have like these floor vents that would heat up the bathhouse. So if they were closed before Shabbos and they were not heated anymore on the Shabbos itself, so the Gemara now says, L'motzei Shabbos rochatz b'miyad. So when Shabbos is over, someone is immediately after Shabbos allowed to bathe in that bathhouse. And we don't make you wait. Kadesh Yasu. Kadesh Yasu is the general principle. If a malacha was done on Shabbos for someone, or malacha was done on Shabbos in general, a person is not allowed to have hana from that malacha until Kadesh Yasu, and the time it took for that person to do that malacha for you, because we don't want you to get benefit for what was done for you. So let's say someone delivered a package to you from outside the tchum. So let's say he was 3 hours away and he walked 3 hours to deliver you. He violated the sort of tchum to bring you that package. So not only are you not allowed to open that package on Shabbos itself, let's say the guy came at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he left at 1 o'clock. So you can't bring it at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not allowed to open it. You're not even allowed to open it right after Shabbos. You have to wait till 3 hours after Shabbos, the time it would have taken for him to start right after Shabbos, and then 3 hours later, only 3 hours later would you be allowed to open up your mail that the guy violated the halacha for you. So here, the chiddush is that you're allowed to immediately bathe on it on Shabbos, albeit you're not allowed to bathe on Shabbos itself, even though there was nothing done necessarily usher. However, that we're going to discuss. We're going to see why that is. But that is the din over here, that Moses Shabbos is miyad. Pakukunakam Erev Yomtov. Similarly, if the bathhouse was heated, the vents were closed before Yomtov, right? Lamachar Nechnas Umazia. The next day, on Yantav itself, you're allowed to enter the bathhouse and go for a shvitz, to go for the steam part of it. And then you can leave in the outer chamber of the bathhouse, and there, we don't assume that you are necessarily doing an iser, that the Chachamim have a gzera of not bathing in hot water on Shabbos and Yantav, they still don't, originally, they didn't prohibit someone from taking a schwitz, from doing a steam bath. We're going to see that later. They did ask for that. However, they did decree that after the steam bath, you shouldn't rinse your body in the inner chamber there, because people are going to think it's marasayin that you violated the iser. So over here, there, bebeis achitza, and you're going the outer one, is not necessarily an issue over here. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Maisa b'merchatz b'bnei Brak. There was once a maisa that happened that watched a pakun kind of erev yomtiv, which happened once the vents that had been closed off before yomtiv. L'machar nechnas b'Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rekiva v'Eziobo. The next day, Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rekiva went into the bathhouse and they took a schwitz in there. The yatsim nishtat b'beis achitza, and then they went out and they rinsed in the outer chamber. However, the water over here was not covered with the boards. What's the raya that we're bringing over here? We're bringing proof that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva knew with certainty that the water was not warmed before, meaning on Yantiv, wasn't heated on Yantiv. So therefore, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah are being mako. Okay, the Tosfos asks why it's an astira, you read his own sheet before. Okay, I'm the Tosfos to see why it's not a shaila from astira from the previous sagil, but that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, when the Chachamim came, so the Chachamim said it's mutter to rinse in the outer chamber, even if the tub of hot water was not covered with the boards, because they were being more makel, meaning that we, again, as long as it wasn't heated up before Yantiv. So then, on Yantiv. However, when people started sinning more, the Gemara is going to ask us, why do we use this lashon of Ovi Avera, the people are sinning, when they were continuing to sin, Hizchilu Le'esr, the Chachamim began to forbid even going for a schwitz, to take a steam, not to actually go in the water. Again, there's two different things they used to go when they go in the bath. It was like a sauna nowadays. They would go into the sauna to take a schwitz, and then they would go into the water to actually bathe. So originally, just the bathing was usher. To go into the sauna was not an issue. However, later, as we see over here, people started violating the halachas. The Gemara is going to discuss what they did. Then they started to make an iser. However, Ambatir Shel Krachim, when it came to the big public baths of large cities, Matayel Ben Ve'ino Choshesh, someone was allowed to walk through them. If you needed to walk through them, Rashi points out that we're not afraid of the Marasayan, that people are going to think you did an Avera, because these things were very large, and they're therefore we don't necessarily assume that someone's going to sweat from going in them, and therefore if they were very large, people would have to walk from place A to place B. Sometimes they would walk through this bathhouse, so Rashi says it would not be an issue to do that. So the Gemara says, "My over, what happened over here that the sinners continued to sin? What did they do? Why were they sinning?" So here's what originally happened. Originally, people would bathe on Shabbos in the hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. So what would people start doing? The bathhouse attendants have pressure for this. They started heating the bath on Shabbos itself and say that it was heated before Shabbos. The big shaila that they were violating Isurim Daraisa, Achi of Misa. They were heating it up with heat, the Isur Daraisa, and lighting a fire. So the Rashba assumes that no, he gets out of it, assuming maybe it was only Sashia of Darabanan. But the Pashas of the Gemara is that maybe they were violating Isur Daraisa. I don't know. That's what it seems like. So the Gemara now says, Isur Sachamin, so therefore Chachamin made Gzira. It says no bathing in hot water on Shabbos. Veitira says, however, they still allowed you to go for a Shvitz to go into the sauna. However, people would still bathe in the bathhouses on Shabbos in water that was heated before Shabbos, and they were violating the Chachamim's decree. The Omer Vazir Nanachnu, and they just denied it, and they said, "No, we're just going to the steam bath." So Amru Asur Lahem is Azeah. So there, the Chachamim made that even going for a schwitz in the sauna is Asur Azel. However, they still allowed a person to bathe in naturally hot springs like the ones in Tveria. However, people in Tveria themselves would still bathe in water that was heated by the fire before Shabbos. No, we just were in. We look like we just went for a nice hot bath because we were bathed in the ones of the in Tveria, even though they're lying about it. So therefore, they made a gzira on the hot springs of Tveria as well. However, they allowed one to bathe in cold water. However, the Chachamim saw that this was not a gzira that Rav Atzibra was not able to do. There's a halacha that if Chazal make a gzira, it has to be something that Klal Yisrael could keep. If more than 50% of the people aren't able to keep it, it's just too hard for them, then we assume that it's a gzira. So we assume that the gzira is not necessarily chal. It doesn't necessarily carry as much weight. Maybe anyway, maybe it's canceled. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So what happened? So then when they saw that this wasn't a viable option, then they said that they allowed the hot waters of Tveria. However, they still said it's usher to do a steam bath. So the Gemara now says, Amar Rava, Hai man da'aver ad rabbanan. Someone who violates a din d'rabbanan intentionally, Shari l'mikulei avarian. You can call him a sinner. So what does it mean to call him a sinner? So from here, the Chafetz Chaim discusses in Hilchos Lashon Hara, he says, we see over here that you can chastise him in public, embarrass him, for in order why that he should do tshuva. Obviously, the toelas of trying to make him do tshuva even for this aver of violating the Darabanan. That's what the Chiddush of Rava is over here. So the Gemara says, Kiman, who is this following? It's like our Kiratana. This is following our Baisa, who said that those who violated the Darabanan, we call them over avera. That was the Lashon that we're going to mention. That's what the Gemara says over here. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to the idea about going through the big public baths over here. The Gemara says, "Ambatio shokrachim mitayal ben veino choshes." When we said that the public baths of the large cities, person's allowed to walk through them and don't be concerned that people are going to think that you went to go take a schwitz and go steam bathing. So the Gemara says, "Amarava dafka krachim." Well, the farm though, that this specifically applies to large city bathhouses, but not the small city ones. Why? My taima. What's the reasoning of Rava? Of Rava? Tekema desutre nafesh havlayo. Because the bathhouses in the small towns are very small because not that many people are going in them. They're very steamy, and then even if you walk through them, Rashi points out you're gonna have like a schwitz on you, and therefore that's already like steaming, and therefore it's aser. So the Gemara now says, Tan Rabbanan, Mischamim Adam Kinegan Wadurav Yotze Meshata Betzonin. Someone's allowed to warm himself in front of a fire, and then he could go rinse himself with cold water. But this is only as long as one doesn't do the opposite first, that he first rinse himself with the cold water and then go warm himself in the hot water. Why? Because this is going to be warming the water that is on him. And what's the issue of warming the water that's on him? So Tosus points out, there's no Isser D'oraisa, so you're not going to get the Yad Soled as well. So Tosus says that this is going to be under the general prohibition of taking a bath, bathing yourself in warm water on Shabbos. Like Zera Darbanan, that's the Isra that we are discussing with over here. So the Gemara says a related ruling. Tanarabanan, Mecham Adam al Tunis, or Mecham al Bnei Mayim b'Shabbos. Someone is allowed to heat a towel, and you can put it on your stomach if you're having stomach pains on Shabbos. As long as it wasn't going to bring a hot water urn of water, right, and his stomach and put it on his stomach on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid, Rashi says, it's going to spill onto your body, and then that's going to be like you're bathing. So the Gemara says, "Devarzeh filo b'chol aser b'nei sakana." And this type of procedure is going to be usher to take this hot water urn and put it on your stomach. It's going to be usher during the week as well because it's dangerous. What's dangerous about it? So it's going to say it's going to have boiling hot water and put it on your stomach. And obviously, you can think about the obvious thing happening. It's going to fall, and if it falls on you, it'll be extremely painful. So therefore, that's sakana. You shouldn't be doing that during the week. So now the Gemara discusses the issue of warming other things. We discuss water. What about other things on Shabbos? Can you warm by the fire? Tan Rabbanan, maybe Adam Kito and Mayim Manichon Kenegan Bedura. So the Rabbanan taught us that someone's allowed to bring a pitcher of water and you can place it in front of a fire on Shabbos. You can't put it there to heat it up the water. Again, that'd be an Isra Bishol of the water. However, you can place the water there only to make it not cold, to leave it as lukewarm or probably even less than that, just to make sure it's not cold. So the Gemara says, so the agav that's a shaila is that, can I put something there that would get hotter than that could theoretically get to the point of boiling or not? So Tosfos seem to assume later, not over here, but Tosfos later, and this I think will be passing like a Shulchan Aruch, is that if something has the ability to become boiling hot, even though you know you could you remind yourself to take it off before, then I think that'd still be usher because we're afraid, and obviously you put it there, you'll forget about it, and then it will become boiling, and then it would be an issue. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mevia Isha pach shel shemesh lo manicha kineged hamadura. A woman is allowed to bring her jug of oil and place it in front of the fire. Lo b'shvil shivasha ela b'shvil shiyishur. Not in order for it to be cooked, but only for it to be warm slightly. You can only warm the oil on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Galil says Isha sachi yada b'shem lochama kineged hamadura. That a woman has to not, she can't bring her jug of oil there. Rather, she has to first anoint herself in the oil and then warm herself there. V'sach l'mnakat, and also similar thing with her son, anoint the son and then let them walk in front of the fire. Ve'ina choshesh, and then she would have to be concerned that she's violating Shabbos. So we're going to see, Gemara's going to analyze the three-way, the machlokas over here between Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. Gamliel, different Amorai, we're going to have different interpretations. Gemara says, Ibailu, Shemen Malu Tanakama. The first question is that we saw Tanakama discussed water, that only if the water has the ability not to get to boiling, then you could go in front of the Madura on Shabbos. What about oil? What Tana Kama hold about oil? So the Gemara says, Rabba and Rav Yosef, Rabba and Rav Yosef both said the Tana Kama is going to be more mako with regards to oil than water, that they're going to permit even placing water in front of a fire to heat it. That's not going to be Isra Bishol, as we're going to see. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Li, Surah Nachman Yitzchak says that it's usher, that oil is more machmer than water. So the Gemara is going to explain bullshit. Rabba and Rav Yosef, Tamar Tavayo Le Tera, they both said that it's mutter, that oil is more mako, more lenient than water. So then that comes out that Shem and Alpha Bishol Shiyatalar is Bamutter. We're coming out saying that oil, there's not an issue subject of bishul, no issue of cooking in our Shabbos according to the Tanakhama, and that if it's to the point of boiling point of water, that is going to be mutter. The liyad so let us put, just to point out, it literally means that a person is going to put his hand and immediately remove it from how hot it is. But I'm just calling that boiling because that's the general. That was the getter for what is boiling. So just you should know that whenever the Gemara refers to liyad so let us put, that's the temperatures. The machlokas aposkim got exact numbers of. Moshe has his share about 180 degrees. I don't remember the exact numbers over here, but there's a shaila of what exactly is that boiling point nowadays. But that's just that you know that Yad Salat is usually the reference to. The Gemara now says, Kasara Tanakama, Shemen Embo Mishum Bishul. That when it comes to oil, that oil is not subject to the din of cooking, that we don't have the Isra of cooking oil. Why not? So the Achronim explain that the Isra of cooking is not Shayach to items, it's not pertaining to items that don't change in their form. That it doesn't. Nothing's changing when oil. I had oil before. I had oil after. That's nothing is changing for. That's why they assume that once I already cook a solid, it's also we say in bishul achar bishul because you already made it into its form. Recooking it does nothing. So that's what the Gemara says over here. So ve'atar Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar no sheven yesh b'shum bishul ve'efsher is it lo is it bishula. So then within the machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda says no that oil is subject to cooking, but however, warming it is not considered cooking it. Warming only mamish boiling it would make it considered cooking. The also B'Shimon Gamliel, he's the most machmer, the man Shimon Yesh B'Shim Bishul V'Avshir Ozeh Bishul. B'Shimon Gamliel is the most machmer, and he says that not only is cooking it, boiling it, right, like what do you wanted to say, but I say that even warming it is going to be usher, so B'Shimon Gamliel is very, very machmer about it. That's why he ushers you, it says it's usher for you to take it out in its jug in front of the oil, you have to put it on yourself. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Li Yisur. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that according to the Tanakhama, he's being more machmer with regards to oil in regards to water, and he holds that oil is subject to bishul. Shemen al bishayin is out of bishul aser. So according to the Tanakhama, that even if it doesn't become boiling hot, it's still going to become aser. Kasavar shemon yesh b'mishum bishul v'afshero ze bishulo. So the reason of the Tanakhama is that the Tanakhama holds that oil is shayach, it's subject to cooking. And he holds that not only is it subject to cooking, but he holds like Rabbi Gamliel holding in the previous version that even just warming it up would be considered a tantamount to cooking it. So the Gemara says V'atar b'yudel me'mar asher lo is a b'shul. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, only cooking it is going to be so that's why he allows you to bring the flask there as long as it's not going to get fully cooked to make it warm but not fully cooked. V'asar b'shul le'mar asher shemen yesh b'shul b'shul v'asher is a b'shul. Rabbi Shimon is going to say that they also like the Tanakhama that. That it is subject to cooking and warming is like cooking it. So the Gemara then asks though, but if Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying the same thing as the Tanakhama in this version, because again, the Tanakhama held that shemen is subject to cooking and as long as it gets warm, that's considered cooking. So here too also, that's exactly what Rav Shimon Gamliel is saying. So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, line of Tanakhama, they're the same sheet. The Gemara says, Ikam minayu kalachar yad. There's a difference between the two of them, is that do you have to do it in an unusual manner? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows you to do it in an unusual manner. Kalachayad is considered unusual. He allows you to do it as long as you put it on your body first and then go in there. And he says there's no such issue. The question of why Kalachayad will help you, I guess Kalachayad here is not considered like Bishul. Well, that's an interesting question, why that should be according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. But that's what comes out. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel has this way of allowing you to do it, even though he holds that there is subject to Bishul with regards to the oil. He would allow you to do it in this other way, whereas Tanakhama would not. The Gemara continues now. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Shmuel, Echad Shemen Ve'echad Mayim. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that both water and oil are subject to bishul. Yatzlas ba'aser, einatzlas ba'mutter. If it becomes boiling, then it's going to be aser. If it does not become boiling, it is going to be mutter. So now we're going to ask, what's the getter of heat, which your hand is going back and forth? We don't know. You immediately remove it right away. So the Gemara says, "Amarachava kol shekrisa shatinok nichves." Anything that is a general getter. This is the way we could have it by everyone, because my hand can be stronger. A lot of times, women have a greater strength for heat. They can take it much more than a man. So how each person would be different. What would they would put in water and it would immediately move it back? So this is general opinion right now. Is an infant's belly that would be burned by it. That is the getter for everyone. And that's Rashi points this out, that by adults it'd be different by everyone, so the infant, everyone would know that that's the getter. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdini, Pam Achad Nefter HaRebi Limerchatz. I went once Rebbe into to Tveria bathhouse on Shabbos, we're going to see that it was the Chame Tveria. And I wished to place a jug of oil in the bath. in order to warm it up. So when he told the Amrali Tolba Kli Sheni V'Sein, he said, put it in a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon is the food which you take off the fire. So let's say, for example, you have soup, and I took it off the hot blech, so the bowl of which the soup pot which I had just had on the blech, that is considered a Kli Rishon. That is a first, your first Kli. And then if I then take it out into the ladle, not getting into the ladle itself, might be this Kli Sheni right now, but putting it into the next thing is going to make it the Kli Sheni. So he told them to put it into a Kli Sheni. So the Gemara says, Shema Mina Tlas. We learn three things from what Rebbe did. Shema Mina Shemini Yishba Bishum Bishal. Firstly, we learn that oil is subject to cooking according to Rebbe. Shema Mina Kli Sheni Einu Basho. We see from Rebbe that a Kli Sheni doesn't cook. And we see also that warming the oil is like cooking it. We are lemaisa machmer and klisheni, as you might know. For sure, if it's yad so lettuce bow, if it's going to be that point of boiling. Tosfos just ask a question before then, is that what's the difference? At the end of the day, if the heat is the same, it's still boiling, so it's both reading the boiling point. So what's the difference if it's in the Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni? So famous Tosfos over here, so it says, no, Tosfos, if it's in the Kli Rishon, the walls of the pot are keeping it hot, and they're still increasing the heat, as opposed to defanos mekareros, that the Kli Sheni, the walls are getting colder, so therefore it's ki'ilu, it's on its way down, and therefore we view it halachically as a difference. A lot of lumdas behind this Tosfos, a lot of people discuss it, but this is an important point about Kli Sheni. Lamaisa again, or machmer, but I think the things that the Gemara says explicitly, that doesn't, I think we'd be making on things that the Gemara says explicitly does not maybe vashal them, if I'm not mistaken, like Shemin would be a case you can make on Kli Sheni, as opposed to Kli Sheni, not getting into all these things right now, but that's what we see from Rebbe. So the Gemara said, wait a second, how could Rebbe have gone to the bathhouse and made this psak? The Gemara says, a person not allowed to talk Torah matters in a bathhouse and in the bathroom. So how was he talking divrei Torah over here? You would say that Rebbe was saying this in a secular language. He wasn't speaking Lashon Kodesh, he wasn't speaking Hebrew, so he said it in English. You can't say secular matters, meaning you, secular matters you can say in Lashon Kodesh in Hebrew. However, when it comes to halacha, I can't tell you a psak halacha in English, even though it's not Hebrew. I'm telling you halacha, I'm talking the Torah, even though it's only in English. So the Gemara says, Afrushim Isura Shaini. No. Rebbe was allowed to pass in this because the guy was going to do an isser. So the halacha is a person's not supposed to speak in the mikvah, in the bathhouse, and things like that. However, to stop someone from doing an isser, it's mutter to say the dvar halacha. So the Gemara says, Teda, Araya for this. Rabbi Meir, his Talmud went to the bathhouse and was going to wash the floors of where he was, where the bathhouse he was. Rabbi Meir told him not to. Then he wanted to smear the floor with this oil. You're not allowed to do that either. This is Asher and Shabbos because Mashfei Gumos is the first one. The second one also, I think, is something like that, smoothing out the floor, Rashi says. So he says, we see from this story of Rameh, Alma, the Fushim Yisur is shining. So Alchanam of the Fushim Yisur. We see from this case that to stop someone from doing Yisur is mutter, so too with this regards. This is also going to be mutter. So Mordechai says, "Amar Avina, Shmamina Mevashel B'Chametz Tveir B'Shabbes Chayav." We see from the story of Rebbe that Rebbe was afraid that someone who is going to cook in the Chametz Tveir is going to be Chayav on Shabbos, even because we saw Machlokas before whether Chametz Tveir are considered Toldos Chama or Chama or Toldos Haor. If they're Toldos Haor, you're Chayav Dereisa. If Rabbi Yossi, I think it was Tanakama, there was the other way. So we see that Rebbe held that it was like it's going to be an Isser Bishul. Why? It must be that the story of Rebbe happened after the Gzira of the Merchatzos, and he was there, and he still told the Talmud, Ramalei told the Kli Sheni Vesein, and he said told his Talmud to be Machmir about Kli Sheni. So he was obviously Choshish for Kli Rishon being Bishul, and if that's the case, it must have been Chamei Tver, because every other bathhouse was Usser after Chamei Tver, like we just saw. All the bathhouses were Usser. So it must be that it was only Chamei Tver, it could have been the only hot spring that Rebbe was going in, that was mutter. So the Gemara says, "Eini v'amar Rav Chista mevashav Chamei Tver b'Shabbes pater." Rav Chista says that you're not chayav on Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, clarifying what Ravina said, "Bedas Rebbe, my chayav to kamar makos mardus." Rebbe didn't really mean chayav and iser deraisa. Rebbe only meant that you would be chayav and iser derabanan, and that's what he meant to qualify over here that you'd be only chayav and iser derabanan. But he still told him to iser derabanan, to be machmir, to be putting it in the Kli Sheni. So he comes out from here. The Rebbe was not necessarily holding it was a chayav deraisa, but maybe it was only a chayav derabanan. Adkan for today.